Sie auch wieder.
Ich spart Ich spart die Eske in Neus Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Just want to share a piece. It's actually from Noam. This is for you, from Likutei Maran, Siman Chaf Hei. And one of the tzaddikim, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, explains. I just want to share this with all of us. It's so, so powerful. And Amar Bezeh Lashon. Listen to what he says. Ubezeh toyim hachasidim harbei. Right? We make a mistake. What's the mistake that we make? Pitom nidme lehem shenaflu me'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. One of the biggest challenges that we all face is we think that we have fallen from our service of Hashem. There's nothing more painful than when a person feels that they messed up. When a person feels that they have shame, they have feelings that they've done averus. As we've said many times, the Maharal says that avera is meloshen avar. Avera means really the Yetzirah wants a person to just be thinking about his past and thinking about what he's done wrong. And he says like this, a person thinks, oy vey, I messed up, I did this avera, I did this thing wrong, I'm meluchluch, I'm dirty, I'm far from Hashem. And listen to what he says. Says Rav Nachman, Ubemes ein ze nefila klal. It's not true. Why? He says, Machmas shetzrichim la'alos mi madrega l'madrega. Right? Anyone, the example I give is, I don't want to say video games because there aren't video games, but like when you're playing a game, one of those games, Red Dead Redemption.
Two.
Oh, but there are levels. Are there levels in that? There are no levels.
I think there might be. It's a story.
But are there levels?
There are
no levels. So any other game, if in another game where you beat level one, so listen, this is the way it works. And I'm going to tie in what this has to do with Hanukkah and after Hanukkah. What happens is that you beat level one, you beat level two, and now you're on level three. So what happens at the beginning of level three, after level two, it's very difficult. So you start saying, wait, why is it difficult? It's not supposed to be difficult. It's not supposed to be difficult. We could talk about it as far as lifting weights, probably it's the same thing. Once it gets to a point where it's easier, and then someone adds another certain amount of pounds on you, so then it gets harder. So you're like, what's the problem? Why are things harder for me? Why are things difficult? Exactly. Why is it? It gets harder. It's not supposed to get harder. So that's what he says. Ein ze nefila klal. Rock, here it is. Machma shetzrichim lalos mi madrega lemadrega. You're already on a higher level. So you hear how this works? The way it works is you feel low about yourself. You feel that you messed up. As it says, before it rains, what happens before it rains? It gets cloudy. Hamachas shmayim ba'ovim, hamechin la'aretz matar. What does that mean? In order for it to rain, it has to be dark. So the reason that you're going through what you're going through, it's not the pshat, ready for this? It's not the pshat that now you need to get to a higher level. You already are on the higher level. Oz misoyrim and miskabrim aklipas mechadash, shehim ataivis vabalbulim vademioinis vamachshavis vamanias. What happens is you think, how many guys come to yeshiva and they think, oh, when I was in this yeshiva, things were going great. Now I'm at second year, or now I'm at the first year of this yeshiva, or now I'm at this, and things are difficult. So they think something's wrong. No, there's nothing wrong. It means you're actually on a higher madrega. And now You got to fight that fight, and you got to deal with what you got to deal with on another. We don't want it because we're human beings. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I don't want to struggle. Who wants to struggle? Nobody wants to struggle. It's annoying to struggle. Just what? Al-Kain. Tzrichim l'skaber kol pam mechadash. What happens? What happens? You finish a Hanukkah. You go through a Hanukkah. Who knows what happened on Hanukkah as far as Bayamim Ha'im Bazman Azeh. Who knows when we lit the candles, when we looked at the candles, when we wanted to connect to Hanukkah. We have no idea what that does to each and every one of us. We have no idea the power of Hanukkah. We have no idea, just like you have no idea the power of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. How many guys who had a year and they go ahead and they say, yeah, that was Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And many times, right, they're having a great year. I've had this with guys say, oh, but do you know what I was doing last Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, whatever it is? So how does it make sense that I had such a great year? I say, one of the things we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Yoideya Talumais. Yoideya Talumais, what does that mean? Hashem knows what's hidden. So people, it depends where you're holding, people like to, uh-oh, I don't want Hashem to know what's hidden. It's the exact opposite. Yeah, you do. Because deep, deep down, Hashem knows that you just want to be close to Him. Hashem, deep, deep down, knows that you're in pain. Hashem, deep, deep down, knows that you love the Torah, you love Him, you love, just you're hurting. You're hurting. Nobody, like we said, sin is Rosh Hatevis, someone I'm not. Nobody on purpose wants to rebel and do things that are, nobody wants to sleep and not be productive. Nobody wants to be sad. No one wants to go through that. Just we go through challenges. We have hurt. We have pain. We have difficulties. And Hashem looks at us. Hashem looks at us. And Hashem's like, I love this guy. This guy's awesome. This guy's great. This guy's like my man. I love him. He's so awesome. It's hard for us sometimes to put on the eyes of Hashem, and to see the eyes of Hashem, and to look at ourselves with the way Hashem looks at us, and the way Hashem loves us, especially if you had a difficult father. If you have a difficult father, so we know a lot of times God, Hashem, is representative in a father, in a parent. So sometimes it's difficult to feel the love of Hashem and to feel the unconditional love from Hashem. We spoke about that the other day, of father wounds. And everybody has that. Who doesn't have issues? Who doesn't have father issues? We all have father issues. Not bad, good. And your children, I'm not cursing anybody here, but this is just a fact. Your children will have you. You're not going to be a perfect parent either. Nobody's a perfect parent. You know why no one's a perfect parent? Because no one's a perfect person. We're all, as Nisanel says, we're all perfectly imperfect. We're all imperfectly, perfectly, just the way I have to hachan. I'm giving a Shalom Bayis here soon. I can't wait. I'm so excited to talk. I love talking about the fact that if this is for Ari Garfield, everybody. Mamas. I love talking about the fact. And I want you guys, so marriage is amazing. Marriage is incredible. Marriage is awesome. Marriage is the best. Got to say that more. I agree. One of the beautiful things about marriage is when you're humble enough to realize that you're different than your spouse, and your spouse is different than you. And to realize that any two people, one of the challenges people have when they get married is like, oh, but only if I married this person, right? You're going through this challenge. If I married that person who didn't have this chesaron, then I'd be this. There'd be another problem. There'd be another problem. No two people could live with each other. No two people could live with each other. For sure, a man and a woman. No two people could live with each other and not say that we're different. We are different. We're different. Everyone's different. Everyone's so different. Everyone's so different. Everybody has so many different challenges. How did I get into marriage? Once I get into marriage, I'm done. How did I get into that? What? I know, but what was I saying?
You love talking about Shalom Bayis.
No, but how did I get before that? Where did I get? How did I get off?
Oh, the father, father, father.
Oh, father, father. Oh, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying you're gonna have what? Yeah, no. The pshat is what? Because everybody has chesronos. So your father has his chesronos, and your mother has her chesronos, and you have your chesronos. You have your challenges, and your children are going to look at you, and they're going to say, okay, Tati, Abba, Daddy, whatever they're going to call you, you have your weaknesses. I saw such a great quote. I can't believe I didn't get it. My daughter had a quote on her phone. I can't believe I didn't. You know what? Let me call. See if I can get it. It's worth it for me to get it. No, I'm being serious. You got to hear this quote. This quote was so, oh gosh, she's going to be very embarrassed, but it's okay. I think it. Don't do it. I shouldn't do it. Yeah, nah, she'll be fine. Let's see. No, she'll be fine. It's not. I don't have to tell her I'm in the middle of shiur, but I'm going to tell her I'm in the middle of shiur. You got to hear this quote.
Hey, what if this becomes a father wound?
You got to hear the. Okay, she'll. Okay, unavailable. Fine. The quote goes like this: "It's not about love. It's not about." You'll remind me tomorrow to mom and say it to everybody. It's such an incredible quote. That it's not about like. I'm not going to say it well. It's about loving the parts of us that we want to get rid of. That's the parts that we don't like about ourselves. Those are the parts that we need to love more. Those are the parts that we need to love more. The natural thing of shame and the natural thing of difficulties that I'm going through is that I don't. That's why it's difficult when people don't talk about the things that are hard for them. Why? Because I'm embarrassed. And the vart is that what? That what? That's the Yodea Talumas. That Hashem Mamish loves the exact part of you that you're ashamed of. That exact part that you think is your negative part that needs more love. It needs more love. The part that you wish you could get rid of, this we've been speaking about a little bit with the beautiful mind thing, is that hagufa, it's like the Binyamin and Ari principle on steroids, is the pshat like this. Yeah. On steroids. I'll tell you my inspiration. My inspiration is this piece, because he says like this. He says, a person who's noigeid is klali abria, somebody who goes against the fact that I'm going through a difficult time and things are difficult for me, is the aim v'shoyrish l'roiv ha'kishloinois v'anefilois b'avoidois ha'adam l'boro. What he says is, and I've spoken about this many times, it's never the problem that's the problem. That's never the problem. It's that you're upset at yourself that you're dealing with this problem is stronger than the problem itself. I have a problem. But the denial that we have, the denial that we have on that. You never heard that, Chewy? Oh, sorry. I thought you got all excited about that. The problem, listen to this one, Chewy. The problem is never the problem. That's what he says. The tzaddik says is that the fact that you are going against, the fact that you're going against the fact that this is your problem. I'm not supposed to have this problem. What? You're lying to yourself. And it's very, very painful. You don't even notice you're lying. Exactly. Denial. Very good. See, beautiful. Exactly. I like that. What did that say? Holy dirt. I like that. I like that whole. You see his cap? I like that. Holy dirt. That's Mamash the pshat that we're saying. Holy dirt. Holy dirt is the pshat. And it's a high level that we're saying. And he says like this. Listen to what he says. He says, and I'm going to end off with this, and then I have a few shout outs that I have to make over here. Ki zos ladas. Listen to this. Zos ladas. Shekamo she'etzem yirida senu La'olam hazeh hu tzorach gavoya, tzorach gavoya miyuchad. The fact that we're in this on this planet, the fact that we're on this planet, and why you were chosen to be the oldest in your family, why you were chosen to be the youngest in your family, why you were chosen to be this, to look like this, and to have this type of father and this type of mother, or the fact that you're the middle child, the fact that you have this learning disability, or you don't have this learning disability, the fact that you're quote-unquote smart, the fact that you're like this, blah, 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 whatever it is, we have no concept. We have no concept of what Hashem had in mind. Ein Tzayer Kelokeinu, Reb Shraga Feivel said over, Ein Tzayer Kelokeinu, I've said this over many times, Ein Tzur Kelokeinu, the Gemara says, Al Tikri Ein Tzur, El Ein Tzayer. Hashem's an artist. So Reb Shraga Feivel Mendelever says, what's the difference between an artist and someone who knows, who doesn't know how to draw? Or draws okay. Somebody who draws okay, as you're drawing the circle for the head, he's going like that, and then he puts a little line there, and he puts a hand like that, the guy goes, oh, he's drawing a person. Done. In a second. An artist puts a blotch over here, you're like, what is that? And then puts another blotch over there, like, what is that? And then you put a blotch over there, you're like, what is going on over here? At the end of the day, an artist, you see it, you're like, oh my goodness, that is ridiculously gorgeous. I remember when I was a little kid, I must have been 10 years old, we went up to this place in the Poconos for Rosh Hashanah. My father was like the chazan and rabbi in one of these places. I remember it was the first time I saw someone, they had like one of these events after Rosh Hashanah. I don't remember what it was. I remember watching an artist. We actually have the picture. My mother still, actually, I don't know what she did with it when she moved. But we had this picture growing up. It was the most gorgeous picture. And I'll never forget, as a little kid, everyone was crowded around this guy. He like had that beret. It was like old school with that thing. And he was, you know, going like that. I'm like, what is this guy doing? I'm like, at the end, it was the most gorgeous picture I've ever seen. So Zuck the Tzaddik, Reb Shraga Feivel says, that's Reb Shad Ein Tzur Kelokeinu, Ein Tzayer Kelokeinu. I wish my life was perfectly straight, that I could see why my parents are my parents. I could see why I was born like this. I wish I would have been able to make it through this. Why do I need to have all of these ups and downs and ups and downs? And especially your neshama. The bigger your neshama is, just to tell you all, the bigger your neshama is, as much as you're going to be upset that I'm saying this, but it's the truth, Tzvi. We got to talk the truth. The bigger your neshama, the more scary and crazy things get. That's the way it works. Because a regular neshama, simple neshama, every neshama is holy, but a very, very big neshama is going to go through, you read this, and aliyas, and ups and downs. This world becomes, as we're saying, ki av, not the choylas ahava ani. I've said this in Shabbos many times. What does that mean, choylas ahava? I'm sickly in love. What it means is that you have so much love, anxiety. People who have so much anxiety, you know what that means they have? The power of yira that a guy who has anxiety has. You know how much Yiras Hashem? As the Bali Musar say, you know what Yiras Hashem is? As we have on the sweatshirts. What does it say? No Hashem, no fear. No Hashem, no fear. That means the anxious person, listen to this very simply, the anxious person who's scared of everybody, who's scared of everything, if he would bring that Yira.
Scared of himself sometimes.
Scared of himself. And he would bring that Yira to say, Yiras Hashem, that Hashem, I'm only afraid of you. He wouldn't be afraid of anybody else. You can't be afraid of other people and also afraid of Hashem. What am I worried about? I'm not worried about it.
What does that mean, Rabbi? What is fear?
You know what it means.
No, but I'm asking you because you're saying if
only you know what it means.
Fear of God, that what?
You know what it means. You know what it means. You know what it means. You know what it means, Avigdor, because you've had it. Avigdor Greenwald, don't tell me. You've had it. What I'm saying is... I can tell you. I'm explaining. I'm answering. I know. But you have had. I know that you've had. Every person has had a connection with Hashem that is so deep that you don't care what other people say or what other people think. Because when I'm connected to Hashem and I'm living my life true to myself and Hashem, then it's okay. It's okay. Let people think what they think. Let people say what they say. I'm being true to myself and true to Hashem, which is one and the same. That's when someone taps into that. It's love is the same, and I respect you being open, Avigdor. I do. I respect it. I respect that. And it's not the forum. There's more to talk about this. It comes the same with love. When somebody is struggling so much with love, with loving other things, it's the most difficult thing in the world. You speak to an addict. You speak to somebody whose brain is when I say sickly in love, it goes both ways, right? Because sick, they say, oh, it's sick, it's great. Sickly in love, when you have so much taiva, sometimes you wish you could shut your taiva off because it's too much. I can't handle it. It's too much for me. My taivas, my love, especially when it's not No Mike Monday, we'll talk about, you know, love addiction. Speak about people who have strong love addiction, love avoidance, real strong codependence. It's so powerful. You wish you could shut your brain off. You wish you could shut your heart off. But you know what that is? You know what that is? That is the love deep down. And I know it sounds crazy, that you have of Hashem. It's a love that you're sickly in love. You're sickly in love. Someone actually sent me a Rambam, because the Rambam, the famous Rambam that talks about loving Hashem. And someone asked, Rav Hillel Jesmer, who's a Talmud Chacham, he sent me, because he's learning different stuff. He says, how's that different than love addiction, different stuff? I said, it's a great, I like the fact that you're asking that question. Because it means that a person has the ability. You have the ability. And what does the Yetzer Hara do? The Yetzer Hara messes you up so badly. All he does is make you feel like your yirida is the worst thing in your life. Your taiva is the worst thing that you have. Your father is the worst thing that you have. Your mother, your family, your nisyonis, your whatever it is the worst thing. And if only I didn't have these things, I would be okay. If only I didn't have those things. And it's hard because it's hard. Because it is hard. Because it is hard. But that's why we're here together. I just want to say that I just want to say two things. It's a schus. It doesn't always happen that we have two parents, sets of parents. I mean, one parent. I'll start with Yehuda Lehrfeld. Yehuda. I'm saying this publicly, and this is a keeper. Yehuda Lehrfeld changed this yeshiva.
Yeah! Woo!
I want to tell you, Yehuda Lehrfeld is a person who I met, what was it, 2 years ago? Probably 2 years ago when I came. What? Probably. That's probably what it was. Yehuda Lehrfeld is a person, I just want to say, who I know was even before he came to the yeshiva, is a person, and this is where it gets very deep for all of us. And this is our journey that's a very difficult journey. It's a very, very difficult, we've spoken about this. Because that's why we love talking about how marriage, right? One of the worst things of when you get married is you're waiting for marriage to make you, to solve your problems and to help you with your loneliness. But then what do you do if you're lonely and you're married? Then you're like, uh-oh. Then you're in trouble. Okay? It probably will happen. Sorry. There's good stuff to it also. But when you're a person who's always waiting for someone else to live your life, and you're waiting for other people to live your life and to validate you, and it's very normal. The Mesillas Yesharim says it's one of the things that holds people back from changing their life. But when you're able to be a person who's able to stand, as I heard from a big tzaddik, the Biyana Rabbi, I heard this over 30 years ago, levad, which means to be alone, or the Rosh Hatevis, l'shmarcha b'chol drachecha, which is what Chanukah is about. Chanukah tells us, where are the candles? Where did the candles go? There are no more candles. No more candles. Where's the candle? The answer is, right, what's that poem? It's a beautiful poem where the two guys were walking. Someone could look this up. There's a guy walking, and he looked at his footpaths. Can someone look it up, please? Look it up. I think it's called Footsteps, right? Footsteps.
Is it like a poem?
Yeah, yeah. Footsteps poem, carrying you. This is a beautiful poem. Footsteps carrying you poem, God carrying you.
Footprints.
That's
footprints
it.
In the sand?
Yes, footprints in the sand. Thank you. Here it is. One night. Oh, is this long? Here it is. Yes, slow down. Here we go. One night I dreamed a dream. One night I dreamed a dream. Guys, this is it. You ready? You know this? You guys, listen to this. One night I dreamed a dream. I was walking along the beach. Everyone listen up to this. This is a keeper. One night I dreamed a dream. I was walking along the beach with Hashem. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One was mine, and one was Hashem's. When the last scene of my life shot before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. There's only one set. I realized that this was the lowest and the saddest times of my life. This always bothered me, and I questioned Hashem. Hashem, you told me when I decided to follow you, you would walk and talk with me all the way. But I'm aware that during the most saddest, troublesome times of my life, there's only one set of footprints. I just don't understand why. When I needed you most, you left me. Because there was only one set of footprints. Hashem whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never, ever during your trials and testings, I would never leave you. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." In order to have Hashem carry us, you have to sometimes not carry yourself. Because I don't need you, Hashem. I don't need you, Hashem. I'm all good. I don't need you, Hashem. I'm all good. I feel good. I went through a regular elementary school. I went through a regular high school. I never did Averis, or I did a few Averis. I don't have shame. I never hurt someone. I never this, I never that. What do I need, Hashem? I have my phone. I could text anyone, right? I remember back in the day, it used to be when we would drive with my parents. I remember driving in the car. I had such anxiety. I remember this. Back then I said, right? No one knew anxiety. I remember I was always nervous. Why? Because we had flat tires here. We had flat tires there. And what would happen? A flat tire at 2 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at night. There's no chaverim, no yedidim, no phones, no this. I remember as a kid, I was scared. What would I do? When my father would say tefillas aderech, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, let's make it, let's make it, let's make it. Then when I got older, I'm like, what do my kids need tefillas aderech for? If there's a problem, first of all, you're in a Tesla anyway, so it reboots you. You have chaverim, you have your cell phone, you have yedidim, you have all the people, you have AAA, you have a phone, you have this, you have blah, blah. What do I need Hashem for? As the Chiddush Yerim says, what's the curse of the snake? Why was the snake? What's the curse of the snake? The snake had everything. You have dirt. You want money. I'll give you money. You want to have the perfect parents. You had the perfect parents. Right? People have trouble with that when they have such great parents. That's, we've spoken about the complex trauma like that.
Like
right? It's harder. Probably it's harder. Right. It's my thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's probably the problem. Right? Because what are they going to fight with me? I know everything. I'm calling my daughter for the night. Trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me. But what's the pshad? What's the pshad? What was the curse of the snake? What was the curse? The curse was, the biggest curse is that everything's great and you don't need Hashem. I don't need Hashem. And it's hard what I'm saying. It's a high madriga. I was talking about Yehuda Lehrfeld. Yehuda, I love you, Yehuda. Mrs. Lehrfeld, you should know. You should know. Yehuda, I just want to tell you, Yehuda, I want to tell you, Yehuda's a person who's been connected to Hashem since the earliest that he could probably imagine. His connection. His connection to Hashem, and it continues. His connection to Hashem, connection to people, his love for Hashem, his love for the yeshiva, his love for his rebbeim, his love for his family. I love the fact that Reb Zev Mamish keeps me in track. I love you, Zev. Reb Zev is making sure that we do Hilchos Lashon Hara, and I love that, and we're going to do Hilchos. Nisano, you get it ready? I want to end off with a very chash of a person who's here. I was zoicha when I was a Rebbe in Shar Yashiv. So I don't remember what happened. What was it? What was the building? You guys were doing a building. So every one of us, I think I had like the biggest shir room. I was blessed. I had a very big shir room. And Rabbi Notis was, still is, a very, very chash of a person. Talmud Chacham, a big tzaddik. And he was a Rebbe in Darche Torah, in Darche. Those who went to Darche. And I was blessed. They were doing construction of their building. So Shar Yashiv was nice. I don't know the deal Rabbi Bender and they had over there, that we would share a shir room with it was every day now.
Thursdays we were Talmud of the shir room.
Thursdays when we went back. Now I'm a Ner Yisrael Shar Yashiv, and Rabbi Notis is a big Telzer. So at the end of the day, we all agree on everything. At the end of the day, there's not people who think this one holds this. I remember we spoke about college, we spoke about different Baron Cutler, we spoke about different things. And then what happened was I mamish enjoyed the time with Rabbi Notis as a Rebbe, a geschmack, and the love of Torah, the love of just being together. It was minashmain that Hashem put us together. I don't think I've seen Rabbi Notis since then. Then the sweetie pie, Aaron Notis, comes into the yeshiva. The sweetie pie comes in to yeshiva. I don't know when it didn't hit me. It hit me the first time. I don't think so. And I'm saying, notice this, blah, 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 Farak, what? Your father. And then we called his father right away. I'm like, this is awesome. Amish, I'll tell you why. Because, and this is the end, we'll end off with, this is the Hanukkah lesson. Anything that we do, any pain that you go through, any struggle that you have, it's one of the difficulties of being young. It says, the Chafetz Chaim says, one of the benefits of being so old, Chafetz Chaim was very old, is he says, I saw in life what goes around comes around. I was able to see in life, people think they can get away with this, it catches up to you. People think life isn't fair to me, I've been working so hard, I've been true to my friends, but my friends, that's why I tell people about Lashon Hara Nisanel. I tell people, I guarantee anybody here, you don't speak Lashon Hara with your friend group, and you're going to feel bad that someone's going to push you away. It might happen in an instant where somebody might say, oh, you're not cool enough for me, because whenever we talk Lashon Hara, I leave the room. But I guarantee you, you'll be the most popular guy. Guaranteed. Why? Because what goes around comes around. You're good to people, it comes back. You do good things, it comes back. So I was saying, I always loved, I missed Rabbi Notis. So that was a good rutzen I had. It comes back that I get a chance to hang out. I just met Aaron. Aaron's fresh over here, a sweetie pie. Someone who we already started talking a little bit about good stuff. The chizuk for all of us here, for all of us, really. The chizuk for all of us is that Hanukkah is still inside of us. It's still here. Hanukkah, the dreidel is still going. The dreidel is still going. You know, they say over, I'll end off with this, then we'll do Chafetz Chaim. They say one of the tzaddikim was spinning dreidel with his father who was playing. At first he got a gimel, and he got a gimel, and then he got a hay, and then another gimel, right? And then the next time, the father covered it up. And he says, Tati, what are you doing? He says, I want to teach you a lesson in life. And this is what Hanukkah is about. Did you spin the dreidel? You spun the dreidel. The dreidel spun. That's all. That's raftas rivam, dantas dinam. The grogger, they say, the Kleisenberger says this. The grogger, we have to daven, we have to go like this. But Hanukkah tells us, you did it, that's all you got to do. You did it, you have that rutzin, you did what you did, you want to be close to Hashem, you want to be who you're good. Hashem will take you, Hashem is carrying you. Hilchos Lashon Hara.
What could be considered Lashon Hara when talking about one person can actually be considered a compliment for another person. Example, Reuven gave a donation of $5. If Reuven is a low-income provider, then it would be a compliment. However, if Reuven is a rich person and only gave $5, then it comes across as negative, and therefore it's considered Lashon Hara.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nisar. Thank you. Hashem will help us all. We shall all be zocha to have an incredible first day of the rest of your life. Amen.